Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
In the midst of the Civil War, a mysterious explosion at Pittsburgh's Allegheny Arsenal resulted in the war's largest civilian disaster. Located in Lawrenceville, the Allegheny Arsenal was built in 1814 to produce munitions to fight the British during the War of 1812. At the beginning of the Civil War, Allegheny Arsenal employed more than 1,100 workers who manufactured harnesses, small arms, and musket cartridges for the Union Army. A delicate and dangerous process. Young women and girls, some as young as 10 years old, filled the paper cartridges with black powder and lead bullets. But on September 17, 1862, something went terribly wrong. A series of massive explosions erupted near the arsenal's primary ammunition laboratory, destroying the building and its surrounding structures. The blasts instantly killed 78 civilian workers and maimed scores more. Local firemen courageously fought to extinguish the flames, only to reveal that little was left but the wiry hoop skirt frames worn by the female workers. After the dust settled, the city launched a full investigation to determine the cause of the tragedy. Was it the negligent handling of gunpowder or static electricity from the girls' silk and wool hoop skirts that caused the spark that triggered the blast? Or was the explosion the result of a horseshoe scraping a flinty cobblestone on the streets near the arsenal? Did a young boy's lit cigar ignite the flame? Subsequent military and coroner investigations concluded that the cause of the disaster could not be determined. 150 years later, the cause of the Allegheny Arsenal explosion remains a mystery, and the tragedy is often overlooked by Civil War historians focused on the Battle of Antietam, fought that very same day, September 17, 1862, the deadliest day in American history.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.